The internet does not need another review of this, but here I am. Sometimes I hear about notes and my brain, like, I don't know if I know what that smells like or why I would want to smell like that. And then I couldn't resist temptation. I got a sample of Clue's dandelion butter. And I didn't think I knew what dandelion smelled like. Like, I'm familiar with them. I still, like, blow wishes with my kids. But I couldn't picture the smell or ever, like, remember wanting to smell like a dandelion. And then I smelled this perfume, and it's so photorealistic to a dandelion that I was taken aback. And it made me appreciate dandelions a little bit more. But also, like, that's incredible, the way it just hits you. And I was trying to think of other fragrances that gave me that same, I don't know if I know what that smells like. And funny enough, the other one I thought of was Clue's Warm Bulb. I didn't think I knew what a warm bulb smelled like. Clue nailed it. And so it's one of these houses where, like, I think I would actually wear a decant or a little bit of dandelion butter. I don't know if I would wear it, like, often, even though I love freshies. I just don't know if it's for me. But man, there's something about the creaminess in this. And I'm making this, like, weird motion with my mouth because I feel like sometimes I feel it in my teeth, like a snake. I don't think snakes feel it in their teeth. I feel like they feel it in their tongue. And I should probably speak to a therapist. But I get, like, a weird feeling when I smell this creaminess that I also get with fig. I don't know. I might be broken, but it's a very cool scent. I think if you're really curious about it, it's absolutely worth getting a sample or a decant for something. And if you are familiar with the dandelion smell, you like it, this is killer. Dandelions, snakes, worm bulbs. Good job, Clue.